songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Muscovitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. Welcome, everyone, to another fun-filled, action-packed adventure of Minnesota Homebrew. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm, from the studios of Pioneer 90.1, and that was Eli Hain from St. Peter, Minnesota. He's a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters and his group, Captain Gravitone and String Theory Orchestra. Now, Eli plays banjo and sings deep, scratchy melodies evocative of Tom Waits' original compositions like Leather Alice, American Tango, and Daydreaming Out the 9-to-5 Corporate Office Window showcase Haynes' melodic and lyrical humor. He amalgamates additional and innovative strumming and picking in banjo playing that is sometimes reminiscent of piano, sometimes rock guitar. And he has four other members in the group, and I'm not sure who they are because they kind of rotate in and out. He mentions Wayne Schmidt's soulful guitar and his wit and humor. Jason Helder on acoustic guitar, transporting audiences with an uncanny energetic style that's both melodic and persuasive. And others. And really, really like that group. That's from his brand new CD titled It's a Fine Day When the Circus Comes to Town. And we played that song last week here on Homebrew. Yes, we're celebrating members of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters and telling you a little bit about that organization this evening. But without further ado, here's another member, Andrew Spreck. And Andrew says, if I were to pinpoint one single event in my life that spurred my desire to play guitar, it would be a broadcast of the Woodstock movie on public television. Andrew lives down in the Twin City area and plays quite a few venues, including farmers markets in the summer. And Andrew is going to play a song here called Booyah Bowl. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
Load up that old booyah pie. Cook it up nice and high. Load up that old booyah pie. Cook it up nice and high. When you stir it with a canoe paddle, you're gonna know that you've got it made. So go down and talk to Joe. He's gonna fill up your booyah bowl. If you're empty, he'll give you some more. He's gonna fill up your booyah bowl. Up that corn on the grill, you can eat until you get your fill. Roasting up that corn on the grill, you can eat until you get your fill. When the husks are roasting nice and brown, you're gonna know that you got it made. Well, it's booyah time, it's party time. It's my favorite time of the year. Grab a spoon and grab a bowl. And don't forget to grab your beer. Come and sing along with the band. Everybody clap your hands. Oh, come and sing along with the band. I say now everybody clap your hands. When the resistors are playing the bar, you're gonna know that you got it made. So go down and talk to Joe. He's gonna fill up your booyah bowl. You're empty, he'll give you some more. He's gonna fill up your booyah bowl. You know that every year is always the same. Everybody's glad they came. Every year is always the same. Everybody's glad they came. When you got a full booyah bowl, you're gonna know that you got it made. So go down and talk to Joe. He's gonna fill up your booyah bowl. If you're empty, give you some more. He's gonna fill up your booyah bowl. So go down and talk to Joe. He's gonna fill up your booyah bowl. If you're empty, he'll give you some more. He's gonna fill up your booyah bowl.
Yeah, I've been to a booyah at a sportsman's club dinner once, and they had this giant, giant pot. Oh, it must have been about, I don't know, 5 feet across, and they threw in every single critter they could find, probably some roadkill in there even. And I'm sure I was eating raccoon and bear and moose and who knows what else, but it was mighty, mighty good. And thanks for that song, Andrew. Love to hear you play live sometime. Well, up next on our All MAS show, President Wayne Hamilton and Doug Milloway with a joint effort. This tune's titled When You're Not Here, and you might recognize Wayne Hamilton's name. He's the president of our fine organization. You can check us out at mnsongwriters.org while this song is playing. Here's Doug and Wayne with When You're Not Here on MHB.
Standing on a corner, watching for the light to change. Working through a summer day, hoping for some rain. Waiting for an acorn to become a tree. Wishing you were here next to me. I wait because I want you. I wait because I care. All I can think about is the life we cannot share. When you're not here, when you're not here. A slow sunrise floating over the ridge. All the people walking across a bridge. Minutes and hours stretching into years. Time moves slower when you're not near. I wait because I want you. I wait because I care. Because you want to, you miss me like I miss you. When the time comes and you can stay, we'll build a life of love. That's what we'll do. I wait because I want you. I wait because I care. All I can think about is the life we cannot share. When you're not here. When you're not here. When you're not here. When you're not here.
That's Wayne singing, and a joint songwriting effort by Doug Milloway and Wayne Hamilton. I failed to mention that this weekend, Saturday the 5th, Captain Gravitone and the String Theory Orchestra will be playing at Chancaska Creek Winery in Kasota, Minnesota at 6:30 p.m. I don't think there's a better venue than sipping wine or a craft beer and listening to original music by talented, talented Minnesota songwriters. Well, up next, the Dummy Beats. An odd name, yes, but, well, that's how you get noticed, right? This is member Leslie McKee and Jeffrey James Sutherland, and they perform extensively throughout North America. Spent 5 years in Nashville. We're talking about Jeff right now, and still records with several musicians down there, as well as a who's who of Minneapolis studio players. And Leslie, she plays all over the State Fair and all over the Twin Cities. If you're down there, you might have caught her because she plays in different groups. She's one of those very eclectic and non-inclusive musicians. So here's the Dummy Beats singing a tune titled From the Other Side. Glad you joined us tonight.
The telephone is ringing, but I'm too tired to stand. Maybe he'll answer if he's not too busy packing. I learned long ago it takes two to dance, but the blame I'm not taking. Not this time, not more than half. Why should I surrender when it means
as long as I'm alive. I'm gonna jam till the day I die. Jam till the day I die.
It might be when I'm 99, but I could go anytime. Quick or slow, only time can tell. How's it gonna feel? Is heaven and hell for real? I'm gonna find out for myself. I don't know where or when, I surely don't know why. The one thing I know for sure is as long as I'm alive, I'm gonna jam till the day I die. Jam till the day I die. Guitar, jam with all my heart, jamming to the bottom of my soul. Spirit in the sky, play through my fingers, as long as I'm still breathing on my own. I don't know where or when my life is gonna end. I surely don't know why anybody has to die. But what I know for sure, as long as I'm alive, there's one thing I'm here to testify. I'm gonna
British rock survivor, the man from Ramsgate, England, who escaped the shores of the English Channel and lived most of his adult life in the Twin Cities, the unmistakable voice of Nigel Egg, who is now performing not only as a soloist, but with a duo with Bobby Ekstrand, and they call themselves the Egg and E. Jam till I die. Hey, if you go to mnsongwriters.org and you can check out lots of different links on there. The history says that John Bennett, Wayne Cox, Larry Havelock, Mike Golban, and Tom Lieberman were among the first members of an organization called the Minnesota Songwriters Association, which eventually morphed into what it is today, 100-plus members strong. Check it out. There's merchandise on there. There's a list of members. The cool thing about that is you can email the people and ask them, what are the benefits to belonging to this organization? Do you think it's worth your $35 a year? Do it. They'd love to talk with you. Well, up next, Rochester, Minnesota's Tim Hildebrandt with a tune called Beggin' for More. And when we come back, we'll tell you a little bit more about Tim. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
got the smile of Mona Lisa, hidden secrets behind each door. Open one just to find another, always leaves me begging for more. She's got the eyes that burn with a passion, sends the fire right to my core. Every look gets the same reaction, always leaves me begging for more. Don't get me wrong, man, I'm not complaining, and there's really nothing I can say. Can't find the words and there's no explaining the way I'm feeling every day, yeah. Try to stay cool, but she blows my cover, just like a kid in a candy store. One sweet kiss, then I want another, always leaves me begging for more. She's by my side, loving is so easy. She's everything I've been longing for. When it's time to go, you know she always leaves me begging for more. Don't get me wrong, man, I'm not complaining, and there's really nothing I can say. Can't find the words and there's no explaining the way I'm feeling every day, She's got the smile of Mona Lisa.
She smiles.
Hidden secrets behind each door. Open one just to find another. Always leaves me begging for more. Always leaves me begging for more. Always leaves me begging. Ain't too proud for begging. Always leaves me begging for more. Begging for more. Begging for more.
His bio says he draws you into his songs with an easy style, telling stories about his life and people he's met. His extensive song catalog defies a single genre and reflects a diverse musical background. His songs meld his past musical experiences with lyrics that chronicle our shared stories. His name is Tim Hildebrandt, and that's from his Local Love CD, which came out in 2013. Hey, what are some of the benefits of belonging to the Minnesota Association of Songwriters? Well, you just go to their page and click on benefits, and it says 12 meetings per year. Knowledgeable face-to-face reviews at meetings. Knowledgeable online reviews if you cannot regularly attend meetings. Workshops on the craft of songwriting and related topics. Videotaped showcases aired on public access TV channels all over the country. Live public performance showcases throughout the year, including the one they just had at the State Fair. Oh, what an opportunity that is. Co-writing opportunities, discounts with participating merchants, personal online profile, and networking with fellow songwriters. Why wouldn't you join? This gentleman did. His name is Dave Burke. And here's a song called Maybe It's Okay on MHB.
Maybe it's okay. Maybe it's not. Let's talk about it anyway. Fighting back the tears, hiding your fears. You press the pillow against your face. What secrets are you hiding behind? Your pride has faded to gray. once confided everything, but lately you've got nothing to say. Maybe it's okay, maybe it's not. Let's talk about it anyway. Fighting back the tears, hiding your fears. You press the pillow against your face. Every time I ask what's wrong, all I get is your nonchalant denial. And what hurts the most is how you think you can fool me with your smile. Maybe it's okay, maybe it's not. Let's talk about it anyway.
That's off Dave Burke's Speed Queen Mystery Date debut album. He offers up a tasty twist on energetic power pop that is fresh with an immediate familiarity. Clever lyrics, infectious melodies, soaring guitar solos, explosive drumming, well, not in that song, but in some of the others, and percolating retro synth lines combine to bring a colorful palette of fun. Oh, what fun we're having tonight. And the Vikings, as you know, are 4-0 this year. But looking at NFL.com, uh-oh. The Vikings are down 14-0 to Tennessee tonight. So, gosh, we got to do, or did they lose? Did they already lose? No, it's the first quarter, 2 minutes and 30 seconds left. We got to do something to rally the Vikings. What possibly could we do? What can we, I have it. Bob Moskowitz's Vikings Fight, Fight, Fight song here on Homebrew. Go Vikings!
Go Vikings, yell it out.
Fight, fight, fight.
Go Vikings, win the game.
Fight, fight, fight.
Go Vikings, let's all shout.
Fight, fight, fight.
Go Vikings, that's your name.
Fight, fight, fight. Fight, fight, fight.
Stand up tall.
Fight, fight, fight.
Make us proud. One and all,
fight, fight, fight.
Shout out loud,
fight, fight.
Strong,
fight.
It's no shame.
Fight, fight.
Up with the game,
fight, fight.
We
fight.
Shout out your name.
Fight, fight, fight.
Go
time for you.
Fight, fight, fight.
Go Vikings, put them down.
Fight, fight, fight.
Go Vikings, this you do.
Fight, fight, fight.
Go Vikings, make a sound.
Fight, fight, fight. Fight, fight, fight.
Make a stand.
Fight, fight, fight.
Day or night. Across the land.
Fight, fight, fight.
Time to fight to win.
Fight, fight, fight. Fight, fight, fight. Fight, fight, fight. Fight, fight, fight.
Go
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Well, in Cincinnati, we hear that Kroger grocery stores are installing in-store beer taps. Don't you just love it? The latest push to drive customer traffic, according to Alexander Coolidge from the... Yeah, Alexander Coolidge, Cincinnati.com. That's what I was trying to say. This fall, customers will be able to buy or bring in their own growlers to fill with craft beers fresh from in-store taps at the new Kroger Marketplace in Oakley, as well as the Harper's Point Kroger store in Montgomery. The stores will establish busy schedules of weekday and weekend tasting for craft beer aficionado, as well as the curious and thirsty. When will it stop? This craft beer craze is just epidemic. More stores in the Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky, Dayton market are also on tap to get the taps, including the Coryville replacement store next year and the Anderson Township Marketplace by 2017 as part of a remodel. Kroger also plans to serve wine at the beer tap stations. And I know these growler stations are so cool, folks. They got them over at Happy Harry's in Grand Forks in Fargo. Oh, they'll give you a taste, fill up your growler, away you go, happy all the way home. Anyway, the beer offerings are part of a national push to court beer lovers. Kroger has had beer stations in Arizona stores for years and more recently in Columbus and Atlanta. And now they're expanding them to selected stores in Lexington, Kentucky, Memphis, Tennessee, Little Rock, Arkansas, Richmond, Virginia, and Los Alamos, New Mexico. It could also be added to stores in the Pacific Northwest as well. Wine and growler bars are a natural evolution for our adult beverage departments. By adding growlers, we are able to introduce our customers to new and emerging breweries that are only available on draft, of course, said Jason Milbourne, Kroger's National Beer Coordinator. So cool. Ooh, love it, love it, love it. Hey, well, up next, a very nice song, very happy song, recorded at Blind Owl Studios by Doug Milloway in Avon, Minnesota. This is Elizabeth Allness with 365. You're listening to Homebrew.
Maybe you should just play the guitar and then I'll just sing along with you.
All right.
One year ago since I met you, around the world, I'm never gonna forget you. I know I'll always be your girl. Every day is an adventure. There's never gonna be somebody like you. You're always gonna be in my heart, 365. gonna be is never gonna be another person. There's never gonna be somebody like you. You're always gonna be in my heart. 365. There's never gonna be, there's never gonna be another person.
In my Sunday suit and shoes, I see my neighbors talking as they read the Sunday news. Look who's coming, easy money. I tip my hat to strangers and smile as I go by and make sure they see my new gold tooth and the twinkle in my eye. Pleased to meet you, easy money. When it jingles through my fingers, fireworks unfold as I'm standing at the rainbows and I've got my pot of gold. I make sure I'm compensated for who and what I know. Talk heard on the street will keep me rolling in the dough, and it's delicious, easy money. If somebody frets and worries about how they've misbehaved, my discretion is assured when they provide a living wage. It's dirty business, it's easy money. When it jingles through my fingers, it spills and overflows. When it whispers in my ears, I feel my fortune grow. I'm looking out for number one very carefully. No one takes advantage of or gets the best of me. I could mention various families and share their secret needs, or scare some friends and neighbors with all their creepy deeds. Lord have mercy, easy money. I'm careful about my good looks and I cultivate my charm so I won't mistake your missus for the lady on your arm. There's potential for easy money, exponential easy money. When it jingles through my fingers, crowds are cheering me. In all those friendly faces, there's no better company than easy money. Easy money. Easy money.
In his words, I have been playing and singing and writing since picking up the guitar in 1965. The major singer-songwriters of the 60s and 70s and into the present have been my strongest influences. In my own writing, I try to address the subtleties and nuances of situations within the framework of a strong melody. Sometimes humorous, sometimes melancholy, always memorable. That was Mark Grimm, whom I had the pleasure of sharing the stage with a couple years ago down in the Cedar Riverside area in Minneapolis. And if you're looking for Mark on Saturday night, he'll be playing from 9 to noon, 9 a.m. to noon at Northeast Farmers Market. And that's on the corner of 7th Street and University Avenue Northeast in Minneapolis. Catch Mark Grimm very entertaining gentleman. Well, up next, another member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. His name is Jeremy Darling. Let's see what it says about Jeremy. He grew up in a trailer park in Ames, Iowa, which was demolished years ago to pave way for new condominiums. Only fond memories fill the otherwise dreary surroundings of his childhood. Feral cats, violent neighbors, and makeshift junkyards the kids used as a playground. Too young to understand poverty, but old enough to understand love, Jeremy would find safety and solace in the arms of his parents, Mark and Kathy Darling. Fast forward some 25 years and things are much different. He's celebrating over 12 years of marriage to his high school sweetheart, Gretchen, and they're relishing the wonderful little gifts that their sons, Wyatt and Wilder, continue to pour into their lives. After witnessing his younger sister overcome a brutal illness that nearly took her life on three occasions between 2003 and 2009, Jeremy has a new lease on life, a stronger resolve, and renewed faith. Jeremy now calls Minneapolis home, and he's a member of MAS. And here's Jeremy Darling with In Their Absence.
A mother's love is like the rain. It's supposed to clean you up and take away your pain. It's supposed to hold you when the night is all but still. So if your mother will not sing to you, I will. Daddy's hand is like a brick, strong enough to rip the thorns out of the thick. They're supposed to carry you when the crowds are all but still. So if your daddy won't protect you, I will. I will, oh, I will, oh, I will, I will. I will love you in their absence. Brother's words are like the wind. They can lift you past the wind. They can push you to the apex of the hill. But if your brother will not stand for you, I will. A sister's heart is warm and bright. Makes you wonder if you've ever seen the light. It shouldn't burn your skin when it touches you, but still, if your sister will not comfort you, I will. Nobody comes to claim your life, I will. I will, I will, oh, I will, I will, oh, I will, I will, oh, I will, I will. I will love you in the absence.
Wasn't that pretty? In Their Absence by Jeremy Darling. I wonder if he performs or where he performs. I'm going to have to check that out. You know, I should take like a year off. Wait, I could do that next year. I can retire. That's right. And then just go and hear all of these people play live in person. Oh, and I tell you, I think the first place I'd go is down to New Ulm and catch Captain Gravitone and the String Theory Orchestra, because I like outrageous music, and that definitely meets that definition. Well, let's check and see how the Vikings are doing. Looks like the score is, where are you? Oh, these things move all around. They're still down 14-0 in the second quarter with about 11 minutes left. And the Packers, for you Packer fans, I know there's a few of you, they're ahead 17-10 in the third quarter with about 11 minutes left. So, and the Twins are making kind of a resurgence here. Maybe they can deny the wild card position to the Yankees. I would love that because I'm a Red Sox fan. Hey, Bob Muscovitz says that he heard on the news that Target stores are also considering putting growler stations in. Isn't that wonderful? My, oh, my. Love it. Well, up next, Deborah Hadraba from her Soul to Soul CD. Got an email from Deb saying that she's up in Door County, as she is every summer, working in the hospitality field, and then she scrambles back to the Twin Cities in the winter and sometimes even plays at the State Fair. I think she did, so she might be back by now. But this is from her brand new CD, which is titled Soul to Soul, and this is a tune called Home. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
I forced myself to stay.
doing something, folks, we seldom do. We're going to end with a kind of a mellow tune by Ruby Nordby from Winona, Minnesota. Thanks for joining us today at the Minnesota Homebrew. Be back next week with lots of new artists and new songs. Thanks for listening. Song is titled Desert Sunset.